The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience. How much money does The Daily make? Kevin LaBuz takes a close look at the New York Times' podcasting division and the opportunities it may give the newspaper company. In an article that we linked to today from our show notes and our newsletter, he reckons it makes $42 million a year. That's similar to the annual revenue of Wondery. A podcast app for developing countries, PodLP, has partnered with Rephonic to present top podcasts in local languages. Top shows will be displayed in English and Spanish and French, yes, of course, but also in Afrikaans and Swahili and Bahasa and Turkish and others. AdsWizz's Audio Go advertising platform, which allows smaller advertisers to buy both audio and ad banner ads, now uses Canva to easily produce the graphical ad banners, which is clever. Podcasting is becoming a more effective place to advertise, according to a survey of local advertisers, and is already more effective than newspapers, radio, or TV, according to results reported in iHeartRadio's Inside Radio today. Libsyn is taking Chinese investors who hold 27% of the company's shareholding to court, alleging massive fraud. Three of those investors are currently in prison in China in a story that's been running since 2012. If current Libsyn management are successful, their stock price could increase by more than a third. The Ibero-American Podcast Festival took place over the weekend in Colombia. From the festival, we link to youth radio station Radionica with a practical guide on how to start a podcast from scratch. Laura Rojas Aponte recommends browsing podnews.net, it says. We agree with Laura. Wenbin Fang, the owner of Listen Notes, has written How I Accidentally Built an API Business, highlighting how his product has grown. The December issue of Pod Bible is out. The UK print magazine, which you can also read free online, features the Corrupt FM podcast and Rag and Bone Man, whoever they are. Triton Digital's Omni Studio has been selected by Splice Studios, a Singaporean content maker, and by Estadão, the third largest newspaper in Brazil. And Podfest Asia happened a few days ago, leading to videos of the full event.
Marley was dead to begin with. Dead as a doornail. Now, I don't know why a doornail. They've never had any life to begin with. But bottom line, Marley is dead.
If you like your festive podcast with lots of swears, including one that I had to edit out of that, did you notice? Yes, of course you did. A Christmas Carol, The Rude Retelling, is an expletive-laden alternative to Charles Dickens's classic novel. It's narrated by Brian Harvey, the former lead singer of British pop band East 17. Here's a fact that no other podcasting newsletter will give you. I once interviewed Brian live on the radio while he was having a bath. He was on the phone. I didn't see anything I shouldn't. And what do you eat when you're alone or when you're celebrating? What I Eat When is a new podcast from Mamma Mia that's all about meals, moments, and memories. You can now use Memberful to build sustainable recurring revenue by selling access to a members-only podcast. Memberful is super easy for your listeners to subscribe to. It works with your favorite podcast player and your existing podcast host. And it also works with things like Apple Pay and allows you to give free trials and tons more. You can find out more at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from podnews.net.